From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Sarah Tampton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Green County Youth Fair kicks off its 65th year this week. During the event, which runs from July 25th through the 28th at the Angelo Cana Town Park in Cairo, the area's youth show off their livestock knowledge and handling skills. The fair is family-friendly and open to the public. Alex Junk, president of the Green County Agricultural Society, said the youth fair has several unique qualities, and I quote, "It's one of the only fairs that is free to the public," end quote. Fair also does not rely on permanent structures. Junk said, and I quote, "It's all done under tents. By Wednesday night, it's all ready to go. It takes a lot of hard work and help from the public," end quote. The Green County Highway Department and a local carpenters union help with the setup, he said. He said, and I quote, "The kids are the ones who make this fair great. They get along so great and learn from each other," end quote. Youth 5 to 21 years old are eligible to participate as long as they are residents of Green County. Exhibitors are judged on the displays they create for their animals, and those awards are presented at the closing ceremonies. Attractions this year include Farmer Tom Walsh, a singer and storyteller, and Crazy Christine, a balloon artist. Old favorites such as Mr. Scribbles and Muttsville Comic will return. The fair features fireworks and the Master Showmanship Competition on Saturday night. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Larry Olmsted is reporting for Forbes Life. Hunter Mountain Ski Resort is being sold again. On July 22nd, the Colorado-based mountain resort company Vail Resorts announced it will acquire Hunter's owner, Peak Resorts, thereby adding 17 more mountains to its portfolio. According to a press release, the publicly traded Vail Resorts Incorporated will purchase 100% of the outstanding stock of Peak Resorts, Inc. at a purchase price of $11 per share for a total of more than $260 million. Vail is best known for its Epic Pass program, which gives ski enthusiasts access to resorts worldwide. Timothy Boyd, Peak's president and chief executive officer, said, and I quote, "Vail Resorts has a proven track record for celebrating the unique identity of its resorts while continually investing in the guest and employee experience. For this reason, we are confident that our resorts and employees will continue to thrive within the Vail Resorts network," end quote. No word on how the transaction will impact Hunter's employees. Peak Resorts, a Missouri-based company, purchased Hunter Mountain for $36.8 million in 2015. Read more about that story at Forbes.com. William J. Kimball is reporting for the Daily Freeman. The town of Saugerties has hired the consulting firm Chazen Companies to review tests of the properties owned by Joseph and Rachel Carrolls. Supervisor Fred Costello said the information provided by Chazen would give town officials some ideas on how to proceed with legal action against the property owners. The Carrolluses own a construction and demolition debris processing facility on State Route 212 and a landfill on Goat Hill Road and Felquie Roads. All three sites were raided by State Department of Environmental Conservation in May and ordered closed in early July due to a lack of permits and various problems at each location. The DEC said after the raids that soil samples were taken, and Costello said town officials anticipate getting access to the results of that testing in the very near future. The state said the processing plan on Route 212 was in violation of the law because records were not kept of the types of materials received there. There were no self-inspection records or daily records. There were no control programs for unauthorized soil waste, in addition to other issues. The state said the Goat Hill Road and Felquie Road sites were used as illegal dumping grounds. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Eric Anderson is reporting for the Times Union. Amtrak said July 23rd, service has been restored to the Boston section of the Lakeshore Limited line between Albany Rensselaer and South Station in Boston. The return to normal operations happened 2 weeks ahead of schedule after CSX completed needed infrastructure improvements ahead of schedule. During the construction, buses had replaced the trains. Amtrak said in a statement, and I quote, "Customers can once again expect a one-seat ride as far west as Chicago, as tickets are now available for customers between both cities, as well as the following interim stations across Massachusetts: Back Bay, Framingham, Worcester, Springfield, and Pittsfield," end quote. Read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXE website, wgxe.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.